Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's The Buzz 24/7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
Sorry, I had to take a hit of the coffee, the cup of joe. How was Father's Day, Jimmy? I never even asked you. Jimmy Dunn is hanging out with us.
I had a wonderful Father's Day. My kids came over. They ordered breakfast somewhere, and they brought over a whole bunch of different breakfasts.
Yeah.
And we had a nice breakfast on the deck, had some coffee, and hung out with the kids for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had to go down to Cape Cod to do a gig later that afternoon.
Yeah.
So they hung out for a little while, hung out with the kids. They brought the dog over. We went out on the beach for a little bit.
Nice.
It was nice and easy.
Did everything settle down the beach? It was a little bit of a show there for a while. It was like the night times were a little crazy.
I don't go down that way at night, but I did hear some stories. There was a weird thing yesterday. So I was in the water a lot yesterday with my buddy. I took him out surfing. But there were a couple big Coast Guard boats running up and down the coast, and I couldn't figure out what was going on.
The yacht caught fire. There was a giant yacht that caught fire.
Where was that?
They said it was part of the near the Piscataqua.
It went with the Wentworth Marine.
Yeah, near it was, and it burned like poof, huge smoke plume. I don't know how you didn't see it.
And was that was on the news too? That's why the news trucks were down there.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. the black smoke that plummeted across the sky.
I didn't see it.
But that's
10 miles north of where I was.
You forget.
But they were out in front of my house going on. That's odd.
That's crazy.
You don't usually see the big Coast Guard boats like
that. What the hell's going on a boat where it catches on fire? So, and I'm not making any, I'm just asking. That catches on fire so fast that they've got to jump into the water.
Oh, gasoline. Right? That's an easy one. There's gasoline everywhere on a boat. Even when you go down in the hole, it just smells like fumes.
Yeah.
It's just like a
crazy.
A gas in a boat engine, and dry wood, and it's just a recipe for disaster. And then some idiot decides to warm up their charcuterie plate.
Yeah.
You know? And and there you go.
We don't know that happened.
Well, I don't know that. Yeah, no, we don't know.
We don't know what happened.
I got a buddy of mine that bought a sailboat, right?
Yeah.
And I love the ocean.
I do too.
I'll go out on a sailboat. Yeah, absolutely. So we go out. Listen, it's a pretty good sized sailboat. Probably fits four or five people comfortably, you know? And so I go out, and we're out there, and I'm like, I got to go use the head. He goes, hold on. And he turns around. He gives me a little bucket, like an ice cream bucket. And I'm like, can't I just... In the bathroom? He goes, do it in a bucket. Throw it overboard. I'm like, you kidding me? The waves are tossing this boat all over the place.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to spray... You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm gonna.
But it was just, I don't know. I don't know. Like,
I'm gonna varnish your deck.
How'd you make up?
I did all right. Yeah. I did all right. But I mean, I don't know. Rich
80%, 75%. How much got in the bucket?
100%
in the bucket.
Absolutely.
Nice.
Yeah. All right. That's good.
But I was kind of like, maybe rich people don't want people to pee in their boats. I have no idea. I don't know. It's not like I'm on a boat all the time. I have no idea.
Yeah, I'm not a big ocean.
I love the ocean. No. I don't know how you don't.
Sharks and drowning.
Jesus Christ!
Yeah,
I used to like it.
You know what the odds are of that shark getting you?
The shark wants nothing to do with you.
I mean, unless you're dressed like a seal.
Okay.
Well, surfers.
Well,
look at me.
Oh.
All right. Well,
you're all black and some flowers.
I'm out there in black shorts, black you know the shoes.
He looks like
black
a seal when he doesn't have a wetsuit on.
And you wonder why I'm wearing yellow and red.
Oh, you look like a fishing lure.
I look like a buoy.
Yeah.
A buoy.
No, you look like a moose
like wobbler. I don't think we are allowed to bring boats over there. Well, that's a guy swimming.
They were giving me shit this morning because I have yellow shorts on and a red shirt, and some guy called me, you're a hot dog stand. And then another guy goes, I loved you in Clifford the Big Red Dog. dog. I'm like, yeah, okay, all right, whatever. I don't care. I don't care.
Okay.
But anyway, a couple of things here that we I'm excited to find out on Friday, and Kelly had it on the news. The World Cup is coming to Gillette Stadium. Have you? Do you watch that at all? The World Cup.
I'll watch a little bit of it casually, but I've watched a lot of soccer when I traveled on the cruise ships. Mm-hmm. When you travel internationally, it's soccer's on everything there. And then when you go to countries in Europe, I've been to some European countries and watched some soccer matches. It's a blast.
Does Jeff watch it? Because he strikes me as the kind of guy who would get into it.
No, I haven't seen him watch soccer. And there's always sports on, but that's not.
I love it. And I'll tell you,
I don't mind putting soccer on because you get a crowd that is just ready to kill people.
Okay.
So you want to go to a pub, local pub.
And they got flares they're shooting off, and they got the guys, the goalie's family at home kidnapped with a gun in their mouth, and they're saying, you better let 10 balls in or we're going to kill your whole family. Right there is friggin' sports at its best.
Only happens once in a while.
Yeah, it's not the athletics that he's enjoying. It's the hooliganism.
Scotty loves kidnapping and fire. If you can involve fire in your sport, like with flares coming down onto the field.
Yeah, he's in.
You're like, that whole section is on fire.
I want to tell you, though, I went in 1993. I went to the World Cup game at what at the time was whatever, Sullivan Stadium.
Yeah,
something like around there. I went, and I was up in the 300 section, probably. I think there was two rows behind us. I was as high as you could go. I can't remember who was playing. I don't know if it was Brazil or Spain, and I didn't care. It was so much fun because the crowd was insane. Yep. And I'm standing next to people who took a month off from their job to follow this team.
It's amazing.
And you can't help but just feel it.
Yeah.
And I am so psyched for that, for the World Cup to come to Gillette. I'm going. I definitely want to go. It's fun.
Yeah. I'd be into that for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, if there's fire and there's, you know, red flares, so be it. You know?
Nah, that's just another Sunday down there anyway, right?
I want to know.
Right. It's fun that when you have to hide the clothing of the team that you're cheering on because you're afraid you'll be killed in the parking lot.
Yeah.
How exciting is that?
Yeah. Yeah.
But you're still bringing it.
But you're still bringing it. Yes. Yeah.
There was the story of one guy who scored on the opposite goal by accident. The goaltender knocked it in.
Colombian guy.
They killed his. Yeah. Didn't they kill him or his family?
Yes, they killed him.
Jesus. Oh. I mean, that's crazy.
I know, but think about this. You're going to play your top game. Mm. That's what we need in this world sometimes.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. Laura, you know what? You're the number one player. And your whole family is at home watching the game with a gun in their mouth.
Okay.
You better bring your effing top game.
Okay.
It's got a point. There wouldn't be people dogging it.
No. You know what there wouldn't be is any of that is that when they go to kick the ball and they both hit and that one guy lays on the ground like his leg was actually chopped off. There'll be none of that.
Flopping. It's called flopping. And it's become a big thing in the NBA, too. Oh, my God. The flopping was ridiculous this year.
A lot of acting in that.
Jeez Louise. But anyway, so I'm excited about that. I'm excited about that.
I am, too. You got me excited now.
I wanted to bring up. And there was another thing. I didn't want to bring it up on the air because I know the person that told me this listens on the air, but doesn't. No. But doesn't know
how to work a podcast.
No, they're not into the podcast at all. Okay, and I didn't know. It's not even a friend as much as it's an acquaintance, and that's not saying they're not a good person because they are. But apparently, him and his wife, who are younger than I am,
okay.
Mm-hmm. And I guess he says this is a new
really
thing.
Narrowed down.
He's saying it's still most of New Hampshire. Go ahead.
Yeah, I get it. Whatever. Oh, Christ. Anyway, we were talking about this. The subject came up, and he told me something, and he goes, no, seriously. Everybody's doing it. It's the new thing. And I'm like, all right, maybe it is the new thing, and I don't know. I've heard about it before, but I haven't heard about it from younger people, okay? Separate beds.
Hmm.
Separate beds. And the guy has me beat by 20. He's in his 40s.
Yep.
Okay? And he's in separate beds. And he's like, no, man, you get the best thing. You do what you want. You know, you get together, whatever, do your thing. It doesn't affect that. But when it's time to sleep, in my own bed.
No. It took me like almost 40-something years to find somebody that will sleep with me. I'm not ruining it by going into another bed now.
He said that he sleeps much better and they are much happier.
Now I can see that sometimes.
I could see that sometimes if I go home and take a nap in the afternoon and the bed is mine, it's more comfortable.
Better. Yeah, but you got a jet engine strapped to your face. Like, I mean, like my dad, both my mom and my dad have it, so they don't. But if one had it, I wonder, how loud is it? I'm asking you.
I've recorded it. It's not bad at all.
I don't remember.
Is it like an air conditioner or a fan?
Not even that.
Okay.
The only thing that can sometimes happen is in rolling around, I may loosen a piece and you get the...
Get a little whistle.
Good stuff. But usually it's on you.
Like one of those old cars with the windows that kind of can't close.
Yeah. But I just, if you had something, if you had to have that, because I think when they first came out, they were pretty noisy. And it would keep your partner awake. All right, I can see. Go sleep down the hall.
Yep.
But this is now an arrangement where two perfectly happy, lovely people, they just chose, when it comes time to sleep, separate beds.
I can't tell you how much I would love that.
Really?
Yeah, I would love that, but there's no way I'm getting that one by the boss without calling attorney Ryan Russman.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
Like, I would love that because I'm a light sleeper. She works 10 times harder than I do. She sleeps, and when she sleeps, she goes out, but I feel like if I'm rolling around or whatever, I'm worried that I'm going to wake her up.
Yeah.
I would love to go, I don't know about separate beds as much as separate bedrooms.
I know I would decorate mine much cooler than she decorated hers.
He hasn't slept much.
Absolutely.
He hasn't slept this well in years.
Yeah.
Would you do that, Laura?
Yeah.
If it affected your or his sleep.
Correct. But you kind of do that now,
I do it now. I end up, now it's summer, so it's a different story. The kids stay up later than I do. During the school year, my youngest, I will go in. He has to read a book to me. I have to read a book to him. And then I fall asleep in there until about 11, and then I wake up and go to my own bed. So half the night, and then Jeff some nights falls asleep watching TV in the basement. So we meet up at some point, but half the night we're not sleeping in the same bed.
I brought this up on, we do a group chat, some morning show guys that I know, morning show people that are from around the country. We do this shared chat thing. And it was amazing how many people who do this job do that. They sleep in a separate room. Only sleep in the same room on the nights when
weekends,
they're not getting
whatever,
up.
Yeah.
But you were saying earlier that you take the time to pick out some clothes before you go to bed.
Yeah.
So you're not waking up your partner.
Yeah.
So that's already you're already on that same. You know, this is a civility thing.
You're
trying to be nice.
Because I don't want to wake him up. I put out all my clothes outside of the bedroom. So all I do when phone goes off, I walk right out and snoozing, no making a noise.
My alarm, which is a very light.
I have to have that chainsaw one that rips my head off.
Five times, but it never goes beyond five beeps.
Yep.
Boom, it's off.
Boom.
And hopefully I get out of bed and go to work. But I think if you're in your 40s and you're doing it, there's a reason. It must work.
Get better sleep.
Yeah.
I'm sure you get better sleep.
I don't want to ask it on the air because I don't want to think I'm embarrassing him because I'm just interested in it.
Right.
And I bet you if we said... Who's doing it? People would say it's the greatest move they ever made.
Does this couple, Greg, do it on the weekends as well when they're not working?
I didn't delineate that because the conversation happened before I talked to my radio buddies. You know what I mean? So I didn't ask them that.
I mean, that's different. And this is different beds, not different bedrooms.
And you allowed other people in your bed.
Yeah, I think it's the rooms, though.
It's different rooms.
Yeah, right. Not two separate beds in the same room.
Separate beds doesn't.
Yeah. So anyway, I think.
Yeah, my mama and Pepe always had two rooms.
So did my grandparents.
They were,
So did my separate rooms.
Yep.
Wow. I don't know.
My grandmother's was upstairs and my grandfather's was downstairs.
Yeah, I don't know what age. At one point when I was young, I know they had the same room, but then they moved and they each had their own bedroom and their own bed.
Yeah. No, I can't imagine doing that. I can't imagine doing it unless I was keeping her up, unless I was disturbing her to the point where...
Go get him, Chrissy. Just keep knocking her off the bed with your boner. Bam!
Sorry,
Lil.
I didn't even see you there, honey.
It is. He knocked her out of the bed with my boner.
Good for you, Greg.
Laura.
Every wife's dream.
Yeah, I mean, who wouldn't love it? I mean, seriously, I knocked her out of the bed with my
husband. Where's the helmet?
Yeah, with my husband. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Yeah, that's exactly what happened. Yeah. How'd your wife break her elbow? Well, she got knocked out of the bed.
Greg hit me with his German helmet.
In separate beds now.
See, this is the kind of stuff that he'll say sometimes on the air, and then somebody will go into school or whatever and see Valerie and go, oh, your arm's not broken. And she'll go like, what are you talking about? And then
I heard Greg hit you with your German helmet. And then
Valerie has to come home and goes, who said what?
Right, yeah.
And I'm like, who do you think? Yeah. And that's why when Scotty sees Valerie, you've met Valerie.
Yeah, sweetheart.
Lovely,
sweetheart.
Total sweetheart.
Yeah.
You know?
I always say, yeah.
He's
always,
afraid.
Yeah.
He's afraid.
Because I've gotten off chain a few times.
Oh, dude. Never as bad as, oh my God, one day we were at a Christmas party. Laura, I don't know if you were here then, but we were at a Christmas party. We were downstairs at the Thirsty Moose in Portsmouth. That's where we had the get-together. Do you remember this, Scotty?
I think so.
And Andy got mouthy about some woman's issue, you know. Breastfeeding. I think it was breastfeeding. And he started kind of pushing Valerie's buttons, and Valerie unleashed. Like, she went at him, not like out of control, but for everything he said, he was right back in her face. She was standing up, leaning over the table, and Andy was just doing it just to push her buttons.
I'm sure he had
and
it coming.
I'm
sure he had it coming.
Oh, he had it coming in spades. It was hilarious for me. And it was like, Scotty, I think that scared him.
Oh, it was one of those, like, you know, we're eating free food, and you still can check, please, we're out of here. what is he doing?
We got to settle up and get out of here.
Yeah. Oh, and then Valerie, when she was done, sat right back down. Like, it was nothing, you know. But anyway, so I wanted to ask the bed thing, but that just seems to me.
Yeah, hey. I don't think I'm kind of with Jimmy that I feel if I brought that up, Amy would be like, what's
Yeah, what's the problem? Yeah. That's what she's
saying. But there are some nights that I think it's absolutely because Amy loves to read before she goes to bed, and she doesn't get up at the times that we do. So there's some nights I'm like, I swear to God, there's a spotlight on in the bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had a couple things that I we didn't get to during the course of the show, and one of them I should have asked during the show. Dave Chappelle, do you hear what happened to him?
No.
Dave Chappelle. There was a ceremony where Dave Chappelle's high school was supposed to be named its theater after him.
Sure.
Okay. But apparently...
some people got protested.
He did attend the ceremony, but he threw everyone a curveball at the ceremony because some people weren't happy because of, you know, the transphobic comments, you know, whatever. And they protested the name of naming the theater after him because of the comments he made during the closure special. So he held an assembly at the school and let the kids speak their mind.
Yep.
And he said, look, if you vote and more people don't want it named after, I don't want my name on it. And so he declined. He declined because they let their voice be known, and more of them felt that it was the wrong thing to do. And he said, don't do it.
Yeah.
And they were going to do it. And he said, don't do it. He pulled out of it. That's pretty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No?
No, I.
Part of the whole thing, though, like, it let it go. I don't want to say he's using it to sell tickets, but it's becoming bigger than Dave. Chappelle's a phenomenal comedian. One of the best of all time.
Yeah.
And for this to be all we hear about now. Because he went out of his way to make these comments on a special.
Yeah.
It's time to kind of...
I watched the special. Yeah. I watched the special, and I was thinking like, okay, he's talking about, I love everybody. I don't not love everybody. I just believe this is this and this is that. He's entitled to that.
100%.
And look, I don't have to agree with him. I don't have to agree or whatever. I can choose... You know, to not patronize him or not watch his
That's
specials.
It.
But the more noise you make,
well, we don't live in that society.
The more attention it gets, and then he ends up winning in the long run.
But you're buying tickets now to go see him to be offended.
Yeah.
Don't go to a show if you already know that you're looking to get offended.
Yeah,
that's the problem now. People, and the other thing that's happening at comedy shows is people think that their opinion is now somehow valid. Comedy shows have never been a debate. Comedy shows are a guy has his stories or a woman has her stories, and you tell your stories on stage.
You laugh.
And you laugh,
and
or you don't, and you go home.
Yeah.
But you don't grandstand and go, I don't like that joke. Well, good. What about the other 61?
Yeah.
You know, beat it. And it's really the debate over... And then people now will go to social media. I saw Jimmy Dunn the other night, and I liked 80% of the jokes, but these are the three I didn't like.
I know, it's weird.
Dude,
go to open mic night, drive around New England for seven years.
Yeah.
Develop 22 minutes of comedy. Call Dick Doherty and do your own damn show.
Dick will put you up. He'll put you on a stage.
He died a couple years, a few months ago. But put you, call his office.
Yeah, it's crazy. But I like that he recognized it. He said, vote, and I'll abide by it. And he did. And he pulled it back. I'm sorry. I like the guy. I do.
I opened for him a few times. I hung out with him on a few occasions. He's a first-class guy. He completely believes in free speech. He's a very, very smart guy.
Yeah.
Well, he's also selling tickets.
Yeah, sure.
That's what he does. Mm-hmm.
Right.
And he sells monster tickets. And at one point, we had the same agent, and I literally got stuff because they called and said, we want Chappelle. And they said, okay, but you got to take Jimmy Dunn, too.
Yeah.
You know, so
I'm on board.
He's made me money.
Yeah. I'm on board.
He's made me money, and I'm a big fan.
I just found it very interesting during that time. They're like, so many people were like, oh, I think they should pull this. I think it should be removed from Netflix.
Don't watch it.
So here's the thing. After I would get done watching some sci-fi movie, it would be like, well, if you loved Star Trek, you're going to love Dave Chappelle.
Yeah.
Every time, it didn't matter what we watched on Netflix, it was like, well, if you liked Murder on the Staircase, you're going to love Dave Chappelle.
Yeah. but I get those two, and it says, if you like this, you'll specifically for you.
Right.
And I want to go, I literally know that a-hole.
Yeah,
I can't stand that clown.
Right.
There's no way. Your algorithm's off a little
bit. But you're exactly right in the sense that, don't watch it. You have, like, people when they complain about the show, right? A story gets read. Oh, that's one-sided politically. No, it's just a freaking news story. But if you don't like it, you're the boss.
Yeah, you can press a button.
You're the boss.
And but to Scotty's point,
they love to hate. They love to
justify their opinion by typing it online. But to Scotty's point, here's why they say if you like this, you'll like the Dave Chappelle thing, because they spent so much money to make that special.
Oh yeah,
that's their product. Those things aren't designed for you. This is the next show we'd like to sell you. That's what it is.
Oh yeah, totally. 100%. Totally. 100%. All right. Well, anyway, there you go. There's your Buzz 24/7. Anyway, separate beds. Separate beds, baby.
No, I'm not doing it.
Should we bring it up on the air?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
And I also want to know why you do it. Maybe there is a reason that light sleeper or a different schedule.
My grandparents used to have separate beds. Now that you mention it.
The happiest he's ever been. Because of the sleep he gets. Okay. All right. Well, hey, have a great day, everybody.
I have sleep apnea. Maybe I should look into this.
Jimmy, love you, brother. Thanks for hanging.
Thanks for having
me. Appreciate it. And we will see you all tomorrow.
Get your home secured for less than $1 a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.